Madabada Boisai, lessons from the lathe, Parshas Emor. I know it's Kedoshin in the Chutz Laaretz, including, I was going to say, the United States, and then the British people will get upset. Everywhere besides for Israel. But the lesson, of course, is going to relate to, if we have to pick a lesson that's going to relate to everyone. So we'll speak to what the Parsha speaks about. Of course, V'savartim lachem mimarachas HaShabbos, we're in the Sfira Zomer. And of course, this week we have the great pleasure of celebrating Yom HaAtzmaut. Unfortunately, not on the right day, but will not come out. I think it's something like crazy. 11 years, where Hey Yar will be here. We celebrated on Dalet Yar for Chil Shabbos reasons. And we have the great opportunity, I hope, to discuss a message that relates not only to Sfira, not only to the Parsha, not only to Yom HaAtzmaut, but something that really will affect you, I hope, specifically as you end your year. When my wife was upset about me screaming at you last week, so she said one of the things is, how can you say that the year's over? It's not over. I'm like, oh my God, it's so over. I said, that's it. We're done. This is it. This is like catch-up time. It's like every week, Baruch Hashem. Last week, you didn't have a full week. This week, you certainly don't have a full week, Wednesday and Thursday, right? Then you have, a little bit. Then you have the Lag BaOmer, then you have Yom Yerushalayim, then you have, anyway. So the parsha tells us, "V'svartim lachem mimacharas haShabbos miyoyim havias haoyimer hatnufo sheba Shabbos tzimiemos tiyeno ad mimacharas haShabbos hashviyis tisperu chamishim yom." We know, of course, we're in the Sfira, and we know something unique about Sfira Somer. I actually discussed this at my Shabbos table. I don't know why it there was such a fight at the table. People didn't think I was right. I just proposed this. I couldn't be wrong about this. I said, what's unique about this mitzvah is the Bahag says, famously we hold from the Shita of the Bahag, that if you miss one day, you're out of the count. Right? The old, adage, make the count count, is because you have to be in it every single day. Now, this is not a big deal for those that daven Ma'ariv every night, because then you're not going to miss anything. It's usually the guy that doesn't, or woman, that doesn't daven Ma'ariv, and they miss a day. Or, unfortunately, some people make early, not unfortunately, you can make early Shabbos, but people make early Shabbos, and then they come home with all the reminders, and then they've totally forgot. There's a wonderful person in Staten Island, Mr. Milton Pfeiffer, who made a pillow case. And the pillow case says, Svartim Lachem, don't forget the sphere. On the other side, it had each day. A very cute way to remember Sfira Somer. No offense to him, but the way you should remember is very easy. You go to shul. But the Bahag tells us that it is not 49 independent mitzvahs, but one mitzvah that's tied to each other day after day after day. And even if you hold that it's separate mitzvahs, Rav Soloveitchik famously writes, Rav Asher Weiss has a piece on the fact that we know that there are really two separate mitzvahs here, counting the days and counting the weeks. Rav Soloveitchik was machadesh based on the Brisker idea that actually every Friday night, happens to be this year, every Friday night, you could actually count with a bracha the weeks, because there's two separate mitzvahs. So Friday night, if God forbid you were out of the Sfira Zoymer, you can say the bracha with everyone. Once a week, you say bracha with everyone. So the question is, this is a very, very unique. So Rav Asher Weiss develops an idea, which is quite interesting, because I've heard Rav Asher Weiss in person develop this idea many times. And in his Sefer on Minchas Asher on the Moadim, Sichos on the Moadim, he discusses this, I think at least four times in different Sichot. And the idea is that he writes, why are there 49 days of Sfiras Omer? He said that's tied to the Mem Ches HaDvarim Shatorim Nidreshim. We're going to learn in a few weeks from now. It's a very, very good custom to have, as Chazal tell us, that during this time of the year, we should learn Pirkei Avos, especially during the time of Sfiras Omer. We're supposed to be working on our Midos, right? Those people who have the custom every single day to say the day, Tferes Sheva Netzach, Netzach Sheva Hod, right? You're supposed to concentrate on what that means, on Midos Toivos. And Rav Asher Weiss says that there are 48 ways that Torah gets from Pirkei Avos, right? And lists all of them. It's one of the longer Mishnayos. And so why is it anybody good at math will say, well, there's 49 days Rav Hartzi. So he says in the last day, you're supposed to take all those mitzvos and say, okay, what do I really need to work on? I've worked on each of them. What do I need to work on more? And the Sheva Shabbosos, so there's 49 days, and the Sheva Shabbosos is Keneged Zayin Shivanikiyam. Right? There is a very big discussion of a correlation between a woman who becomes Tahor 7 days of Tahara, a man as well, by the way, if he was back in the days of Yibana Beis HaMikdash, when a person was a Zav, 7 days of Tahor, something special about the number seven, that's why in Bris Milah is on the eighth day, because the eighth is Michutz LaTchum, it's something supernatural, and Bris Milah is something supernatural. It's the bris that we have with the Rabbeinu Shalom. So there's two aspects here. There's the aspects of days and the aspect of weeks. And he writes, the Mukubalim write that, that's funny, last week we also did Mukubalim, so I'm really scaring you now with stuff. I'm going to lift the table in a second, 1 second. No, and he says like this, Mimei Kedem, Lomar Achar Svira, right? There's a famous minog to say the famous Lamanatseh Beginot. And he's fired him here? No, really, he really is fired. So you, this is Lamanatseh, it's like a big deal for you, right? You have it written in the Siddur, right? It's in the menorah side. It's like very, very miyuchad. I don't know if you've ever been in a Sephardic community. Everybody knows it by heart, and they say it. We actually have, there is a custom that's written in the Siddur. A general Siddur will have Sfiras Omer, a lot of added stuff by Sfiras Omer. And one of the things that's added is Lamanatseh. Why Lamanatseh? Why that mizmor? So Kabbalistically, it's a very special mizmor. If the Sephardim say it all the time, we know it's very special. And that is because it has seven psukim, Kenegah the Sheva Shavuos, and Memtet, 49 words in it. So that's the special Perikat Tehillim that we should be saying during all of Sefiras HaOmer, because we're reminding ourselves of the 49 days and the 7 weeks. Very good. But now let's get to the point I wanted to speak about today. What's interesting is that we know that the Torah is very specific on not adding words. And when the Torah describes to us what Sefiras HaOmer is, what the count is, it uses the words Svarta Lachem Yimarchas HaShabbos, as Omer Tzimufa, Sheba Shabbosos, Tamimot. What does it mean, Tamimus? Tamimus. It has to be full, complete. What did I think you meant? You should count 49 days. Complete days, though. I know. Why do you have to add the word complete? So you could argue that, of course, the completeness is not only, it says, by Tamimus, Tamimus Tiyena, it shall be, obviously. So what? It's two extra words, or at least one extra word. So comes along the Bahag, as we just quoted, that has the Chiddush. So Chiddush HaGoyim, this is from Rav Asher Weiss, Baal Halachas Gedoylish, Shebir Inyan Tamimus. What does it mean, complete? Tzitzarach Sfir Shlema, Tamimeo. Dover Yom B'Yomo, Dover Shabbos B'Shabbato, V'im Dileg Afilu Yom Echad, Shuv Ein Tamimus. Ubitlet Mitzvasa. If you're missing but one day, the count's over. Rav Soloveitchik famously said, that doesn't mean the count is over. That's incorrect what I just said. The bracha's over. You still should count every day. But Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the sad fact that whenever we don't say a bracha on something, we don't do it anymore. We don't do it anymore, right? There is a lot of minhagim that we have. For example, a person really, before he davens, when he goes to mincha, he should wash his hands. It's kodesh. He should probably wash like we wash in the mornings. Negelbasser. The Rambam says you should make a bracha on that until yadayim. Others argue that we don't. So what happens? Nobody washes before davening. But you should. Maybe when we wash, everybody knows, when we wash on karpas. The reason why we wash on karpas is because we're supposed to wash the whole year when we dip something into something. But because there's no bracha on it, we don't do it anymore. But Rav Soloveitchik says you're missing the point, though. There's still a count over here. Maybe there's no bracha, but there's a count. There's something about consistency. Ki yisod ha-yisodos. The foundation of all foundations, says Rav Asher Weiss, bekinini ha-Torah, to acquire the Torah, the ha-tahara, and tahara, to be pure, is the shi'ifa bilti poseket, is not stopping from doing whatever you're doing, always going up. Right? A person who's climbing, a person who's going up steps, right? If he just stops, he's not getting there. He's not on an escalator, right? An escalator. So at some point, you'll get up there. And that's the idea. There's a very important concept of tamimus, to be a tamimistic person. Tamit. And he points out something very beautiful. Rav Asher Weiss also is very fond of this because he writes this in a number of places. B'makom acher, the shlosha keilos hamus karim, the central kelim that they had in the Mishkan, in the Beit HaMikdash, was the menorah, the mezveach, and the shulchan. And they equal Torah ve'avodah gemilas chasadim. And he gives reasons why that is, not for now. But one thing that's very interesting is that each of these three important kelim, right, are described. The menorah was called the ner tamid, was always lit. Ner maravi, shaya madlik bazeh, right, they never stopped. Gemara in Shabbos, pasuk in Vayikra, b'mizbeach eish tamid tukad bol mizbeach lo techveh. I'm actually learning with my son now. He has a test. You know those kids that come home, right, Saturday night. It's a test on Monday. You could have all Shabbos. You could have learned together. Abba, what do you know about Parshat Tzav? Like, you have a test? Yeah, I have a test. So we were learning about this din that a person's over on two lavim if he blows out the eish tamid. Why? Because he's over on the fact that the pasuk says it has to be a ner tamid and it says los techveh, and you're not allowed to blow it out. You did both. You made, unfortunately, the avera of making sure that it was blown out and it's not an eish tamid. And the shulchan that says lechem upon him was lefneim tamid. They would do it right in an order where there would never be a lechem upon him missing. Tamidus is important. Consistency is very important. Lamdecha shein lagia lamala tatora beatara ella beavoda ritzifa. What does it ritzifa mean? Ritzifa means consistency, right? Doing it over and over again, right? I'm sorry to say the word lahavdil, but it's certainly lahavdil. But when we speak about sports players, the greatest of the great, we all know, how did they become great? Right? Practice and practice and practice. And even when, Olav Shalom, Kobe Bryant, right, told the story that he was the greatest basketball player, let's say. Right? I know there's still a machlekes in the poiskim over there. You know, go on to, you know, Shaq gets very upset when he's on, what is he on? TNT? Is that it? Right? I don't know. I don't want to say. You don't know. You got to give him extra points. But anyway, so one of the things was that he would, before and after the game, he would stay on the court. He would practice and practice and practice. Why? Tamimus. That's what Avodas Hashem is all about. Ritzifa. You wake up one morning, you know the feeling this morning. I'm not going to point to anybody here, but certainly somebody who's going to probably walk in the next 10 minutes, who just woke up now, and say, oh yeah, shiur starts at 10:30. I didn't think Rav Hartzi was coming. It's not my fault. Sometimes you wake up in the morning, you didn't have a good night. Right? Or something happened. I don't know why I was just reminded of this story. I know why. We were fighting over the fact that, can you come up with any mitzvah that has parts to a mitzvah? If the Bahag is correct, right? You only really get the mitzvah at the end. The famous question of why there's no shachiyano. So, well, you can't get a shachiyano on something you may not complete. There's a shaila in halacha, by the way. A person knows he's going for surgery in 2 weeks from now. And the surgery, the way the surgery is going to be, he's going to miss an entire day of Sfiras Omer. So there's a shaila whether or not he's allowed to make a bracha. Famous question of the bar mitzvah. Every bar mitzvah boy has to discuss this.
Today is my bar mitzvah, so I'll be reading from this sheet of paper something my father wrote. Sfiras Omer. When a bar mitzvah boy, when the bar mitzvah boy becomes bar mitzvah, everybody likes to speak about that shaila. Shkoyach.
So I have a unique shaila that I want my son to discuss. It's a really good shaila. I came up with it 13 years ago. So 13 years ago, one of the greatest things, I usually don't do this unless it's from the lake, but you can hear less, you'll hear the story, it's a good story. So 13 years ago, one of the greatest things happened to me, besides having a child, but my wife was overdue, and she had to go to the doctor in the morning to have, like, I think when you're overdue, you have to go, I think every day, they monitor the baby's heart rate, whatever it might be. She, against my will, and against my psak of my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, decided that she's going to fast. What's the difference? What's the worst case scenario? If she goes to the hospital. She's overdue anyway. So I think she was fasting, I don't know. She went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you need to go to the hospital right now. The baby's heart rate is low. Why is the baby's heart rate low? Because you didn't eat. Who told you to eat? The goyim, tzaddik, Rav Daniel Hartzi. Anyway, fine. The humble. So, fine. So she calls me, just as kinos are starting, Rabbi Yisai. You know kinos, right? Hours and hours and hours. She's like, hi, I need to go to the hospital. And I'm sitting in shul on the floor, and I'm like, yes! And the rabbi who's about to give it happened to be my brother-in-law. He's like, what? And I'm like, oh, I'm just happy you're giving the kinos. Yay, kinos. You know? So I had to leave. Anyway, it turned out we didn't have the baby until the next day, until the 10th of Av. So my son was born on the 10th of Av. Long story there, not for now. Point of the story is that my son was born the 10th of Av, and I said, ooh, you know what would be really cool if in 13 years from now, Tisha B'Av sometimes turns out to be the 10th. We've had a lot of this for the last few years. And I looked at the calendar and I go, ah, he's got a Shaila. The Shaila is that my son has to fast. on the 10th of Av. It's his bar mitzvah day. Of course he has to fast. He's 13. But when was really Tisha B'Av? Not on his bar mitzvah day. 12. It's called a nidche. Maybe he doesn't have to fast. It's Eliezer, Morisham, different poiskim, Mishkoyach. At the end they say he should, but it's not important. So I thought that's his bar mitzvah drasha. It's really my drasha. You know? Okay, fine. But what we do learn from this, so we were going over this whole, I'm trying to get to a point. So we were going over a whole point, and I said, oh, so they said, somebody said, so somebody screamed out, my 12-year-old, the great thing is, what about slichos? Slichos is a complete thing. You know, nebuch on you. The Svarim hate the whole month. We Ashkenazim were like, oh my God, we have to say slichos for a week? It's crazy. Right? And we hate those Rosh Hashanahs where it starts with the Shabbos and it's an entire week, and it's like, oh, Rosh Hashanah! Anyway, so I said to myself, oh, so it reminds me of a story. I said, once I came this close to missing slichos. What happened was is that when my son was in high school, my army son, when Yaakov, he hit his head, and the protocol of the place was they have to go to the hospital. Not the hospital, they went to Terem. Unfortunately, he was in Mitzvah Yericho, the only closest Terem was in Yerushalayim, they went to Yerushalayim, and he was Baruch Hashem, he was fine, but I had to go pick him up, because he had to go home afterwards. They didn't want him to sleep overnight, they wanted us to watch him. So anyway, I go pick him up, and I said, ooh, this is a perfect storm, because what's going to happen is it was 11 o'clock at night, I said, we'll make slichos. And he was fine, but he had no choice, the school made him go. So I said, great, we know the drive home is exactly like 40 minutes. And we start on one, we get like 5 minutes in, and all of a sudden, some car comes and stops air traffic. And for 2 hours, I still don't know what happened today, why that was, we were done. No, we're done. And now I was going to get home instead of 12, you know, I got home at like 2:30 in the morning. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wait, I'm going to be so tired until you fall. He says, it's 3 years. So it's like, I don't know. So now to make slichos, you have to go at 7. Okay, Tamimas. You still do it. I'm sorry. The three central avoiders that we did in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, the Ner Tamid, the Eish Tamid, and the Lechem Aponim were on the Shulchan Tamid. She'ein lahagia l'malot haTorah v'hatar. You can't get anywhere spiritually unless you do it every day consistently, even if you don't feel it that day. You don't wake up in the morning and say, hey, Rebbe, sorry, I didn't come to Minyan this morning. Didn't feel it. I didn't feel it this morning. Shkoyach. You say to your wife, come on, let's not. Sorry, I did an Avera in marriage because I didn't... you weren't nice to me yesterday, so I figured we weren't married today. It doesn't work that way. You have to work on it. And this is probably a very famous, I admit, something I relate. I usually try to give you a message at the end of the year. So this may be the only shir. We're going to do it a little bit early. And it's a beautiful idea that the Maharal says. The Maharal quotes this idea potentially from the Hakdama and the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov writes his Hakdama. His bone. So it's very interesting because we don't know exactly where this piece is. It's not a lot of people quote it as a Gemara, a Midrash. And he says as follows the Ein Yaakov. And Ein Yaakov is one of the chief commentaries on explaining Gemara. It used to be that between Mincha Ma'ariv, the rabbi would take out an Ein Yaakov. Now you can hardly find it. Rav Shechta says you can hardly find it in a shul. It's a really cool sefer because it's all the cool stories. It's all the agadic stories of Gemara. So he would take it out and everybody would be interested in the story. So this is a really interesting story. The Ein Yaakov says the following thing. Ben Zoyma Oimer, Matzino Pasuk HaKoleles Yoser. What's the one Pasuk that defines the Jewish people? Give me one Pasuk that defines the Jewish people. What do you think? I know you're not allowed to talk in Lassel Lake. What do you think? Give me the Pasuk. If I would say, a guy comes up, he goes, hi, Shalom Aleichem. My name is Brad. I'm here from Israel, man. This is gnarly, man. I want to learn one verse. What do you think it is? V'afarecha kabaycha, shkoyach. What do you think? Anybody else? Shema! Oh, you guys are geniuses. Totally wrong, but geniuses. No, but that's what it says over here. Pasuk HaKoleles Yoser. Is there anything better than Shema Yisrael? Right, my son is named for Roy Klein. He jumps on the grenade and says Shema Yisrael. The soldiers that were there, not religious soldiers, they never heard of Shema Yisrael in their life. They can't explain what it sounded like. We just commemorated Yom HaShoah. People went to the said the Shema Yisrael when they're being gassed. Rachman al-Islam. Ben Nana says, no, Pasuk HaKoleles is obviously V'Hatarecha Kamocha. Rabbi Akiva is that cloud God of Torah. We exist on that. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the lack of V'Hatarecha Kamocha. And Nebuch, sorry, Shimon ben Pazi, he gives the booby prize. Shimon ben Pazi had nothing to say. He's like, I don't know. Omer Matzina Pasuk HaKoleles Yosef. Who a kevsa echad to say berabokar? Because a kevsa she just said by a mayim. I was like, okay, go back to sleep. You know, what are we talking about? Guess what? The Omer halacha could ben pasi. Then Yaakov ends and says, we follow ben pasi. Not Shema Yisrael, not Vehat Recha Kamocha. It's a Kevas Achad Aseh Ben Abayim. It's a Kevas Achad Ben Abayim. Parshas of the Talmud. So comes along the Maharal and the Siva Soilim and he says, what's going on over here? How is it possible? He says, you know why? Excuse me for saying. It's all about consistency. Shema Yisrael, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would point out, the Rambam, when he talks about the halachas of Kiddush Hashem, Vayisim Kiddushim, last week's Parsha or this week's Parsha for some of you listening. Kiddushim to you. You know what a Kiddush is? Not to die on Kiddush Hashem. That's a great Kiddusha. But that's a one-time thing. Every day in, day out, living the Kiddusha. Being the Kiddush Hashem every day. Doing things that people say, wow, see, that's a firm Jew. Look at that. That guy took all the woman's stuff and put it in her car and helped her. He crossed the old lady across. Wow, that's real chesed. He didn't have to do that. That's real. Shema Yisrael, is it? It's also very important. But tamimus is most important. To be someone who consistently does day in and day out and says, this is my avodas Hashem. That's what Sefiras Omer is trying to remind us. 49 consistent days. I don't miss a day because I don't feel well. Stop with your excuse. I hate those excuses. I always say, you know, when a guy comes up to me, I'm like, Rebbe, sorry, Mr. Shear. I'm just getting over something. Don't worry, I had COVID already. You know, like that's a new thing you have to say now. It's like in shul now, Nebuch, somebody sneezes and says, I had COVID already. You know, he has to say that. Like, we're in the middle of Kriya Shema, just quiet. Right? People get scared. But that's the idea. I said, stop it. Would you go to work today? Of course you would go to work. If you had a hot date, would you go? Yeah. So don't give me that excuse you didn't come this year. You come to, okay, if a person's sick, he's sick. I don't want him to get, you know, other people sick. Rebbe, you said I had COVID, but I came this year. No, don't come this year. Tamimus did. That's what it is. And that's a famous thing. We'll end with this idea. But that's the famous idea of the beautiful line of the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in two different places, in Ksuvah, Daf Samach Beis, and the Nedarim, Daf Nun. Rabbi Akiva comes back after all those years of learning. Kalva ben Savad, right, his father-in-law didn't believe in him, and he comes. Chazian Bey. And he comes back and there's a huge crowd to greet the great Rabbi Akiva. And Rachel, his wife, famously buried in Tveria, comes and she said, get away, my husband. And Rachel says, if that's my husband, the great Sadi, the Goyin, who came from nothing at 40 years old, he can go learn another. He could go, let him go back and learn. And he hears that Rabbi Akiva and he goes with all the students and doesn't even kiss his wife, doesn't even see his own children. So says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, what's going on over here? He couldn't kiss his children? Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, libeto lizman muat, 2 minutes and his kids, wait outside, my talmidim, I want to show you something. 12 years he's away? He can't say hello to them? Says Rav Chaim, Rabbi Akiva realized the idea of Tamimus. He wanted to teach his children, he wanted to teach his students, excuse me, that I'm going to learn another 12 years. Because if I stop, it's a break. We shouldn't make breaks in our lives. There's a difference between 12 plus 12 and 24. 24 is consistent. Tamimus. That's what this is all about. Your year in Israel, if I were to teach you one thing that you have to take with you, and Dafka during Sefiras Omer, it's consistency. Don't be that Jew that says, ah, it's Yom Kippur now, okay. That's a B'chaf L'Recha Kamochu. That's a Shema Yisrael Jew. Yom Kippur's every day for me. Someone who is not religious once pointed out to me, he says, you know, he started davening in Orthodox shuls, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because he knows that that's, you know, that's the right thing. He may not follow that all year, but he knows it's the right thing. But he says, can I tell you something, though? When I used to daven in the other ones, it's much quieter. It's much more, you know, heartfelt. I was very upset by that. But, you know, so what's the typical answer? We say, well, we visit God every single day. You know, this is like a visitor that comes. Yeah, of course he's going to be quieter. It's not a good answer. We have to learn to be consistent Jews and wake up every morning and say, yes, Shacharis, yes, I made a mistake and I was watching Netflix. And unfortunately with Netflix, what happens when it's over and the credits go? Five, four, three, two. Ah, next one. What do you want me to do? It's not nice. Not nice on Netflix. Not nice. She picked this for me. And it says, I'm your choice. And it's 4 o'clock in the morning. And now the alarm goes off. You laugh at the alarm. Are you kidding me? Get out of here. Alarm. It's not right. Mirz Hashem, we should be zoiche. We forgot to mention, of course, Yom HaAtzmaut, as I promised to mention. So my personal opinion, I'm sorry, but give me 2 more minutes. My personal opinion about Yom HaAtzmaut is that there's a lot of things that need to be corrected in Medinas Yisrael. And we're going through a difficult tekufa, where on one hand, for the first time in the history of the state of Israel, we have an Orthodox prime minister, who probably the first time in the history where the prime minister's daughter took a picture of her shtisel challah that she made with her mom. I don't think there was any shtisel challah in the history of the state of Israel. You know, the ki challah. On the other hand, there's very difficult things happening in Medinas Yisrael when it comes to religion. Chametz being allowed, for example, in places on Pesach. And everything's not perfect. I was in Herzliya for Pesach, which is a wonderful place. But on the other hand, it was the first time in my life living in Israel that I saw so much chametz. Not in a hotel. But on the beach, you go, and I wasn't on the beach, but my friends told me, you know, you walk, they have little cafes, people were eating mamash chametz. Stores I saw. It's not perfect. But if you believe in the concept of Reish Yismichas Gulasenu, Rav Soloveitchik's concept of Kol Dodi Dofeik, the Rebbeinu Shalom woke us up. It's obviously very purposeful that last week was Yom Yom HaShoah. Because Yom HaShoah reminds us of where we came from, the ashes. We were at the lowest of low. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave us Medina Yisrael. It's not perfect. But to me, mistake. We got to work on it. Don't be a Jew that says, I'm not goyrus, it's nothing to me. Unless it's perfect, I'm done. I'm not doing it. That's a person who's basically saying, I'm not going to go to shul unless it's perfect. Oh, he's the chazan today? I'm not going to shul. Thanks for telling me. No. Medina Yisrael is not perfect. I live in a country, Baruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us the greatest gift in the world. Going on our 14th year living here. Oh my God, it's not perfect. And my in-laws who just made Aliyah, which certainly makes things not perfect for me. But so they're going through that whole process again. Oh my God, I can't believe this, that, and the other. And they're, yeah. And it happens all the time to us. And the fighting of this, it's not perfect. But it's a scout of the Geulah. Kol Di Dofeik, the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying, hey, do you not recognize what's going on here? You want to say hallel, you don't want to say hallel with a bracha, not a bracha, that's not the point. You're not going to wake up on what should be Heyar when we celebrate it and say a parak of Tehillim, say something different. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave you Medinas Yisrael out of the ashes of the Holocaust. Are you nuts? Are you crazy? Do you not recognize what's going on here? Wow! There's more Torah being learned in the state of Israel than in the history of the Jewish people, certainly since the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. You're not going to thank your Rebbeinu Shalom for that? You know, when my son was mentioning, unfortunately, the wonderful country that we live in, and I experienced it only in the last year, and there was supposed to be the perfect storm because they're religious soldiers, that you're going to go, he's on Kav now in Lebanon, so he's supposed to go, and it's going to be perfect. He was going to get out for Pesach, he was going to get out for Yom HaAtzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim, Lag BaOmer, and they delayed it by a week, and now he's out for nothing. But he said something very, very amazing to me. He says, it's going to be pretty cool serving my country on Yom HaZikaron and on Yom HaAtzmaut, on the Lebanon border, protecting all of you, and me, and all the Haredim out there, and all the Arabs, protecting them from, God forbid, a terrible attack. Lo aleinu. That's the idea. Wow. Rabbi Soloski happened to mention this week in Shir. I don't know if he realizes how much it meant to me. And he does certainly not tell him, but I send it to my son. We're talking about mitzvahs kibud avim, and whether or not, if you're a doctor, can you operate on a fault, right? You're not allowed to take blood, even to take his insulin, his blood comes out, different things. You're not allowed to cause sar. So he said, that's a halach in general. You're not allowed to cause sar to any person. Two people decide they want to box together. And they sign a waiver saying, we know the halacha says you're not allowed to, but it's okay with me. I'm okay if my teeth fall out. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to cause sar to another person. You can't put yourself, it's a question about danger. So the guy says, excuse me, rabbi, doesn't that mean that's why you can't volunteer in the Israeli army if you're an American? So obviously he's got some side thing going on over here. Sorry if you guys think about Lev L'Chayam. Rabbi Soloski says, what are you talking about? It's the greatest mitzvah for a person to do. In Mirtz Hashem, there should be a come a day. We don't need an army. What an amazing mitzvah to sit on the... seriously? But Tmimus comes with wars. It comes with Ramadan. It comes with us not being able to understand why we don't have sovereignty over Harabais, it seems. We should be zeicha with this, realize Tmimus brings us the geula. We should be zeicha to celebrate together with Bias Gol Tzedek, Meheir Yameinu. Amen.